live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with producer Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Ed Carpenter, who is owner of Liskey's Auto and Truck Service in Lansing, Michigan, and also for purposes tonight is kind of acting as a spokesperson for the automotive service industry. Good evening, Ed. How are you?
Well, I'm doing real good, Cheryl.
Very good. I'm glad to have you on tonight. What we wanted to talk about this evening is we heard in mid-February, well, towards the end of February, Lansing Community College was planning to cut some programs and retool others. Basically, the reason was, here's a quote from LCC President Brett Knight, we no longer wish to offer programs that don't lead to employment at a good wage. And they were just kind of paring down some programs. So I wanted to talk with you. You have said that this is going to have a huge impact in the Lansing area and wanted to find out what that impact is.
Well, there's several reasons. One, the independent garage dealerships, and it's called OEM, the folks that sell the cars through the factory, has factory training for their technicians. The independents like Liskey's and all the other little garages around town don't have that availability, so we've got to depend on LCC for our technicians to get trained. So that's why it's going to really be tough for us to get. When we need more training for these folks, we're going to lose it, and that's going to be tough for us.
Well, absolutely. Now, how many independents are in the area? I mean, you've been in this business a long time. Let's start there, Ed, haven't you?
I don't have that count, Cheryl, but okay. I'm guessing there'd be in this region over 100 independent shops.
And when we keep hearing about small businesses is going to be part of what digs us out of the trouble that we're in, needing to keep every independent garage open is an important thing.
Well, it's important for both, yes, and for the consumer, because the dealers keep the cars going and do a real good job when they're in warranty, and then most cars are repaired at the independent shop once they get out of warranty. So if we lose availability for training, it's going to really be a struggle for us to get our people trained.
What kind of certification is available through LCC right now? And doing some research before the story in February, I remember that it is a certificate from LCC through that program that's so important.
Well, that's one of the problems that LCC is looking at, is that a lot of the students will take one or two classes and get a certificate, but they don't continue the whole program and get a degree. So they're counting these students as dropouts in the industry, and that's not the case at all. You go to most all facilities, they'll have one or two LCC-trained technicians. What happens is they'll go there, and let's say they learn brakes and suspension, and they'll come to a facility like mine, and we hire them, and then they'll, 3 or 4 years, they'll go on and say, hey, I want to learn how to tune up a car, so they'll go back to LCC to upgrade their training. And I think that's what LCC's not looking at, is still these students being dropouts. They're really productive technicians in the area, and to grow in their career, they need that availability to move up the ladder in the training.
So the students would come and take a couple of classes, a few, get the certification, get out in the field and work, then discover what other areas they needed more education in, and then go back to get more training.
Right, right. And you know, our industry draws different kind of folks than, let's say, the medical profession. For instance, if you was going to be a dental hygienist, you need that degree to get a job. In the automotive world, and it's probably us garagemen's fault, but we don't require the whole degree. If we need a brake technician, and if this person is certified in brakes, then we put them to work and they make a living and they grow in the thing. And as far as the low wages, once again, I'm hoping we can convince the trustees to relook at that. Let's take a student that goes and gets two or three certificates, or even finishes and gets a degree out of the department. He's got 2 years invested. He is not a experienced technician. He's just job entry.
Mm-hmm.
So us guys, when we hire them, the owners of the facilities, it's true. They don't start out at a big wage, but they grow real fast into a bigger wage. For instance, my son runs Liskey's. He went to LCC, took their classes, but didn't go on and get his degree. I wish he would have, but he didn't. My daughter went to Ferris and is a teacher. She got her degree. Their wages now at 7-8 years out is fairly even.
Mm-hmm.
But my daughter has a huge student loan on her back, and my son has been able to do his career at LCC and has done extremely well. LCC, we are so lucky. It is one of the best facilities in the state. The equipment and the staff that they have, bar none, they rank as high as anybody, and it's just a shame that we're looking at closing that department.
Well, and like I'm glad you brought up the wage issue, because that was one of the things they talked about. One of the things also that they mentioned was, in place of auto collision repair, doing academy-style programs focused on electric hybrid vehicles and computer diagnostics. That doesn't kind of have the same impact, does it?
Well, we're going to need that. I hope they get into teaching hybrids, because there's no place I can send my guys.
Okay.
Those vehicles are just now starting to come into the shop because they're starting to get out of warranty. We need that training desperately. But that same car has an engine, it has brakes, it's got suspension, it has airbags, it's got anti-lock brakes, anti-skid control, anti-rollover, all these components that are extremely sophisticated. The hybrid is just one more component on that car.
So we
need training in all those areas.
Yeah, so yes, get more on those, but don't eliminate the first. The good news is, I think, Ed, that it's not over yet. The board is going to make a final decision mid-April, and they're still asking for input. So folks who want to make input to the board at LCC, there's still time to do that. Ed, I thank you so much. We will follow up with you again.
Well, thank you so much. Mm-hmm.
Thank
good
you.
Night.
Good night. Bye. We've been speaking with Ed Carpenter, who is owner of Liskey's Auto and Truck Service and also kind of a spokesman for the automotive service industry. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.